Back home now, and another company chief executive has weighed in on the leadership tensions in the Liberal Party. Telstra boss David Thodey says big business wants to see stability and certainty in Canberra. He's also called on companies to pay their taxes where they make their profits amid concern over tax avoidance by multinational firms. The popularity of mobile phones helped Telstra increase its profit by more than 20% for the half year. Sue Lannan has been listening to this morning's briefing by Telstra executives and joins us now. So, Sue, a very large increase in Telstra's profits all due to mobile phones?
A lot of it was due to mobile phones, Eleanor, and the popularity of mobile phones. So what Telstra saw over the past 6 months to the end of December, more than 350,000 new mobile customers. That's on the retail side, so people like us. And that brings their total retail mobile customers to 16.4 million people. And of that, nearly 7 million of those handsets are actually 4G capable. So there's a lot of very smartphones out there. So that helped really boost the first half profit to $2.1 billion. That was up by a fifth, and it was slightly better than analysts expected. Now, we also heard from Telstra that the fixed line phone business had declined. That's been going on for some time, so no surprise there. It dropped by nearly 2% to $3.5 billion, so it's still a lot of money for a declining service. And Telstra does expect revenue growth, so income to be flat over this financial year. That's because it sold off CSL, its Hong Kong phone company. But let's have a listen now to David Thodey, who called it a strong set of results.
It is our seventh consecutive half of growth, which is really satisfying for the whole team. And to see income, EBITDA, NPAT and earnings per share all up is, I think, a great testament to the great leadership of the senior team. The interim dividend of 15 cents up, another half cent, is consistent with what we've laid out as our capital management framework, which was over time to be able to increase our returns to shareholders.
That's Telstra CEO David Thodey. Now, Sue, we heard from Commonwealth Bank boss Ian Narev yesterday. He called both sides of politics to put more time into debating policies than politicking. How did David Thodey respond when he was asked about what he made of the federal political leadership tensions?
Yes, this is becoming a very common question for chief executives during profit briefings, as is the level of tax paid by multinational firms. So I'll just talk about that first, Eleanor. So as Telstra expands overseas, Mr. Thodey said he had very strong views that he wanted to see multinational firms like Apple and Google taxed in the location where they make their profits. He said that's what Telstra does now, and that's what's expected of all companies. On the political front, as you mentioned, Mr. Thodey said he wanted to see political stability so that companies could get down to business.
We're looking for consistency in leadership so we can get good policy and get on with it. That's what business wants, and we need certainty. So in that sense, yes, we want them to move forward. But they have to work through the political process. I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman. I represent shareholders. That's what we need to have stability, and so we can start planning, creating jobs. That's what we should be focusing on.
That's Telstra Chief Executive David Thodey and our reporter Sue Lannan there.